This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Huh. I'm learning a lot about the people in this room.
What?
There's a story out that millennials are going to say no to their children having sleepovers.
Mm-hmm.
Going to them or having them or just both? Just all together. Sleepovers are just...
It says they're just banning sleepovers. I mean, if you're going to allow a sleepover, which way is it going? Or is it both for you?
For me, it'd be both. Yeah.
Okay. For real?
Yeah.
Did you grow up having sleepovers?
All the time, yeah. I think it's an integral part of my childhood. I spent the night at my buddy Chris's house. I mean, like every weekend almost.
Please?
And he would come to mine, and that's just what we did. Sometimes back to back.
I am begging you to not take this wrong. Okay?
Okay. It's never worked before, but we'll try it again.
You're the guy who doesn't know how to make friends.
You would
think the sleepover kid would know how to make friends.
No, I mean, I knew how to make friends when they were just like readily available for me, and they were kind of like, here's
so
the
we
pick.
Need to,
here's your class.
We need to human traffic people for you to have a friend. I just, because I never ever had a sleepover. Like,
really?
Never. Mm. Not at a friend's house. I had like one at my cousin's house.
Wow.
Just one? Really?
One that I can distinctly remember. I think I've told you guys about it, but they just invited me to sleep over.
Oh, yeah.
On a Saturday night, and then it was a trick. They took me to Mass, not Mass, whatever church is called when it's not Catholic. What do you call it? It's not Mass. You just go to church.
Church service, church, maybe.
Service. It's not called Mass.
And I think it's only Mass if it's Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it's only, yeah. Because you're like, oh, did you go to Mass? And people go like, what? Mass what? Shooting? No. It's
Massachusetts?
Like Mass is, yeah, no, Mass is just a Catholic thing. But they were one of the rock and roll churches with the tongues and stuff.
Oh, nice.
That was a big thing for us because my mom would sing at church and his mom would play the piano for my mom. So we would just, sleepover, just do the swap at Mass the next day.
Really?
Yeah, all
so
the time.
So then you'd have to bring nice clothes to a sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time. The best is when it would just be a play date. You go over there at like 2 p.m. and then you'd be playing, and eventually they're like, you want to stay the night? And you're like, yes! And then sometimes I'd have to run back to get, because I was...
That literally never happened. I envy you a little bit, but I think it... Like, so you're going to let your kids do it because you did it so much.
I think, yeah. And I mean, we knew the parents and the family and stuff, and it was all good. And then when I got older, then we started having sleepovers with a bunch of dudes, and that happened a lot.
Especially, what do you call those? You don't call it a sleepover.
No, because we were in like eighth grade.
Can't call it that.
Yeah, it's like spend the night. I don't know. Because
I remember when my son would be like, it's like, oh, you want me to set up a play date? And there's like,
Don't call it that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
It's just, can I have a friend over?
A hang.
Oh, a hang.
A hang.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then if the hang, you can't hang overnight. It's got to be a different.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. So here's my weird thing. I did not really want to allow my children to do it. And when I did, it had to be at my house.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a, like, I never did it. And I have such an active imagination. And at the time, there was just so many, what's Chris Hansen or whatever his name is, the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, somebody coming in with a Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm like, I don't trust anybody. I think everyone's a pedophile.
Wow,
and I don't
really?
Actually think that, but it's like, what if I was wrong and let my daughter sleep at a bad kid's house, or if they have an older brother who's like gonna, like, I couldn't allow, like, you don't think like that when you think, look at your little perfect angel Hazel, and you're like, you're just gonna let her go, like, oh, Tom and Gina just got a divorce and Tom's got Hazel's best friend. So Hazel's going to spend the night at Tom's house. There's no other women there, just Hazel and her friend and a single dad. You good with that?
No, probably not. Probably not.
Tom's not a bad guy. I'm not saying he is. You don't know that he is, but you damn sure don't know that he isn't.
Yeah, that was the thing. We just knew everyone so well. There was no like.
But did you?
I guess I assumed.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I assumed my parents did. Yeah, and I didn't.
But did they know him? Your parents
were
just.
We never even thought about it. As a kid, I definitely never thought about anything like that.
That's the thing that like is really throwing me through a loop here is growing up, because I also like every single weekend my friend Samantha and I would have a sleepover
at one of your houses.
Yeah, it was just constant, and like our parents were really close. And
do they really like now? You know each other. You, Aaron, have stalked these. Like you know their criminal record. I'm not saying you like, but like you just can. Like if you're friends with somebody, if you were to trust their kid with them, your kid with them, if you had a kid, you'd go like. Prior arrest this is your credit score. Mm-hmm. Like you would just know. And our parents were just like, you seem nice. I've seen you at church. Take our son. And you're like, what? Like they just, like my parents wouldn't. We were weird like that. But my buddy Tony, like he was almost never at his own house. Never. Yeah,
just hopping around.
And just the parents were like, oh, I don't know.
It was just such a pivotal thing. And I even remember going to Sierra's house. It was her birthday. And we ended up like, we were, I don't even know, 9 years old, ended up in a bar.
Oh, God. Because,
oh, no.
But nothing,
now I'm on slacker's
side. Nothing bad happened.
That time?
What?
That time.
But it was still so fun. We were only there for like a half an hour. Her mom had to like pick something up and then, I don't know. That's worse.
I don't know if the story got better or worse. I thought you guys broke out and went to the Moose Lodge.
No.
She took you.
Yeah.
Mama just needs one shot. All right, Hack. Join the team.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.